The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 2, Abraham. Many generations later, a man named Abram lived in Ur of the Chaldees. His family moved to Haran. Then, at God's command, he journeyed south and led a nomadic life until, by agreement with his kinsman Lot, he settled on the west side of the river Jordan. Lot settled in the valley of the Jordan itself, in the city of Sodom. When fire from hell fell on Sodom and the nearby city of Gomorrah as a punishment for their wickedness, God's intervention ensured that Lot was spared. In due course, God made a covenant, or a binding agreement, with Abram, promising him a son, descendants as many as the stars in the sky in number, and the possession of the whole land of Canaan. As a sign of the covenant, God renamed Abram Abraham, which means father of a multitude, and he and all the males of his family were circumcised. By now he was a man of great wealth in cattle, silver and gold, but he and his wife were childless. In their extreme old age, and by a special providence from God, Abraham and his wife Sarah bore a son, Isaac. While Isaac was still a boy, God put Abraham's faith and obedience to a supreme test. He told him to take his son and to sacrifice him at the shrine of the Mount of Moriah. Abraham had reached the point of binding Isaac, laying him upon the altar, and taking a knife to slay him, when God called to him from heaven and told him to substitute a ram for his son. Abraham joyfully did so and called the place, "The Lord will provide." After this, Abraham sent one of his servants back to Haran to find a wife for Isaac for his wider family. At a wellside in Haran, the servant met Rebecca, daughter of a nephew of Abraham. He was struck by her grace and beauty and by the hospitality her family offered him, and asked if she might be given to Isaac in marriage. She and her male relations consented, and after her journey south, the marriage took place. Rebecca was childless at first, but after Abraham's death, she bore twin boys, Esau first, then Jacob. This was taken from the book of Genesis.